There is an imprisonment. There is a bondage that is greater than any other bondage we can know in this earth. We can look and see men that are going about in their sin and our hearts grieve for them, and we see the bondage. We see the chains. Our Savior, the Scripture says, was made sin for us. Everything that belonged to us as rebels against God, as those that were alienated from God, those who were dead in trespasses and sins, all that belonged to us, Christ as our mediator took upon Himself. And everything then that was affiliated with the prison and the death of our sin became Christ's. It belonged to Him. And you consider the very fact that Christ died. There's a lot of theology just even in that fact. How could it be that He who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, whose life was nothing but perfect fulfillment of the law, which promised life, how could it be that He could die? I'm talking about even in the realm of possibility. It's because our sins were imputed to Him. The death that belonged to us was counted as His, and the wrath of God was poured out upon Him.